This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. We're committing a serious thought crime right now with a rock and roll song talking about men loving women on. So now, used to that was radical 30, 40 years ago. Now it's like, you know, that's like really evil. Talk about a man and a woman together. I have a whole stack of news on that I'm going to be getting to coming up. I have former Dev Group, Navy SEAL, Patriot, Top Shot guy, Discovery Channel, History Channel host, who's doing a pedophile investigation, got new stuff for us. Craig Sawyer is going to be joining us. Finishing up with Larry Nichols of LarryNichols.news. We'll put that on screen. Larry, what you're saying is the truth. I mean, what do you make of Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, appointed as FBI deputy director as Mueller, saying we're getting ready to kill Trump in the next few months? That's clearly to create confidence, to get folks to believe in it. What is that?
Well, that's that code talk. You know, Alex, they're talking in code. For people that can just understand Washington speak, it's code talk. They're going, when he says they're going to kill Trump, what he's talking about is they've got the path already laid out. You know what that's
about? Sure, he's saying we're operational, we're launching, we're countdown, yeah. We are go, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it, and they've got the Republicans to help them. You know, Trump can fight, Alex, the media. Trump can fight the Democrats, but Trump cannot fight the media, the Democrats, and the Republicans by himself. We've got to take on the Republicans. And, Alex, my voice, you hear it, it's weak. I'm not strong enough. You got the army right there. You've got the army, and it's got to be activated. It's got to be motivated. And they've got to get in the game.
No, I agree. We'll have you back up the next week for a full hour to cover this, Larry. It's good to have you back on. I want to talk about your book, too. We haven't gotten to that. We're carrying the book. But first, just in closing here, what do you make of the generals? What's your intel? Because I don't want to. Kelly lost his son in Iraq. I want to believe in General Kelly. I want to believe in Mattis. I mean, we know McMaster is hooked in with Wahhabists and is an Islamist. It's just a fact. And he is bad. But I don't want to infight about who's in. But I mean, what's your intel on those generals?
Not good. Not good at all. You know, I'm one of the people that most people in the military that have been around it don't have the high respect for generals. You know the way they get to their
position. Sure, they're political. So you're saying these guys are brown noses.
Politicos. That's right. So, you know, you've got to watch out. Do I doubt Kelly? You know, at this point, I've got to rely on Trump's wisdom. You know, he's got to be able himself to make certain decisions. But would I trust him? No. You know, you don't know this deep state, if that's what you want.
How do you
to
think
it.
They got rid of Schiller, his longtime bodyguard?
And that's something. See? I mean, this is so pervasive, Alex. This is generational. It is so deep at every level in Washington, D.C. I hear all the time people.
No, that's right. It's a new royalty, and they're saying, listen, if you're not part of the generational royalty, you're not going to be here.
Right. And I hear about Sessions. You know, everybody said, well, Sessions not doing this. You got to understand, Sessions, when he turns around, if he turned around and said, indict Hillary, he hands it to a traitor. And they're going to do everything in their power from him down to block it.
That's right. Sessions is completely surrounded.
Surrounded. Hell, think about it, Alex. Mueller appointed Comey, hired Comey. Comey hired Rubenstein. Then Rubenstein appoints Mueller as special prosecutor based off of Comey saying that he planned by doing what he did to have a special prosecutor. Come on. If you don't know that's rigged, you don't have eyes.
You know what? We got Craig Sawyer coming up, but do just a few more minutes and we're going to segue into Craig. I want to ask you, what would you do if you were Trump or the Attorney General right now? And What about the Awan brothers and all that? How does Trump strike back, and how do we support him? A few more minutes with Larry Nichols of LarryNichols.news. And then we got Craig Sawyer, great Navy SEAL, retired patriot, federal officer as well, to get his take on how they're trying to push a civil war and more. What do we do to make sure they fail? And we've already kicked their ass during the election.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Donald Trump and Vice President Pence are down in the Florida Keys and other areas surveying damage today. The Democrats have openly been saying it's the fault of global warming, that hurricanes happen, and that it's racist and bad what's going on, to show black looters down there. It's just the continued division of that party and people that literally, like Nancy Pelosi, can hardly speak. But the good news is most Americans, no matter what color we are coming together. Black folks helping white folks. You name it, vice versa, in Harvey and now in Irma. But I wanted to get Craig Sawyer on because all this news is breaking about the left being involved in pedophilia, but also devil worship and voodoo. So we're going to talk to him former Navy SEAL, researcher, you name it, a TV host, Discovery Channel History Show. But he's also doing an investigation into pedophilia in a film right now as well. So we'll get his take on this in a moment. But finishing up with Larry Nichols, former Clinton insider, you were earlier in the last segment getting into how you expect Mueller to come out with the suborning perjury and other things, and what we do with the Owen brothers and all the servers and the Russian connections and the Saudi Arabian connections and the Iranian connections and the Chinese connections and the biggest to the Clintons. I mean, what does Trump do to get on the offensive against these folks?
Let me tell you the real simple answer to all this. Trump needs to stand up, take his stand, realize that he's surrounded, and suck it up. Get tough, do what he does. Then, you, Alex Jones, and folks, anybody that accuses me of patronizing Alex, I live at 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas. Come here, and I will knock the living piss out of you. But I'm telling you, Alex, you've got the army that can save the country. When you have your Navy SEAL, ex-SEAL on, you ask him, the strategy to this is exploiting the enemy's weaknesses. They are weak. The Republican Party is weak. We can own that party. We can own it. And if your audience would engage. You know, Alex, you've broken the mold. You've got an organization that can do it. That's why they hate you so. But you've got to have support, folks. You've got to.
Well, sure. Well, let's just be clear. Our audience is who they hate, just like they hate Trump as a symbol of populism. Absolutely. We're not that strong. It's our audience that is. But, yes, if they start the impeachment, we have to go to Congress in a nice way, but physically talk to them. We have to go to all their events now saying we know impeachment's coming. We know all this garbage to nullify the election. We're not going to put up with it. We've got to back Lou Dobbs, Hannity, the few people that are risking their jobs at Fox to tell the truth. They're trying to get rid of Limbaugh right now because he's not going along with impeachment. We know because we're winning, the Democrats are becoming a coastal elite party and that they're falling apart. And the blue blood Republicans know that a populist nationalist movement led by all of us is taking them over, that they're in an existential death battle, to use Hillary's words, against us. So, yes, and when do you expect Mueller with his swamp creature grand jury out of D.C.? I mean, a swamp jury. We've heard of kangaroo courts and kangaroo juries and rigged juries. We got a swamp jury, grand jury, that would indict a ham sandwich or Jesus Christ. When do you expect that to come out?
It's got to be within 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. That's when he's got to pull the trigger, because remember, in 6 months, we're into the 18 election. So they've got to get some of this mess in and started prior to the primary season.
And they want to cancel the last election, have Homeland Security take over this one or the next to, like Venezuela, have a permanent fraudulent election system. Oh, and all over the country, Democrat cities, there's like 14 towns in California, 7 in Maryland, a bunch of others, are letting illegal aliens vote. I thought illegals weren't voting, even though we had all the top Democrats admitting they were and blocking voter ID. I mean, how obvious is that?
How obvious is it? And by the way, in the federal law anymore, where did that go? I was on a program with Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack. He said the most profound thing I've ever heard said. He said the courts and law enforcement have become the very people that they're supposed to be after, to be prosecuting. It's so turned around, Alex. It's so upside down that they want us to think it's hopeless, but it's not.
Sure, they're trying to break our will. Thank you, Larry Nichols. LarryNichols.news. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Larry. He's absolutely right. They make it like, oh, you hate Hispanics, or you hate, you can't go to Mexico or China and have a baby for free. You can't come here with no documentation and say, I've been here for 20 years, I'm a dreamer. You know, you've been deported 14 times for rape or whatever. These are real cases. And then, yes, 800 plus towns and cities, illegals don't go to jail for drunk driving because they don't want to mess with them. They're above the law. Now, with no ID, just whoever they want to say they are, I mean, put it on screen. It's all over the country. Towns legalizing illegal aliens voting. This is just the level of the globalist overthrow. They're just using these folks from desperate third world countries that have been exploited by globalists as pawns. I'm not even their enemies. But I was reading during the election, Democrats are having trouble getting illegals to go vote because they just want a job. They don't want to be involved in fraud. So they got to legalize it, at least locally, to make them feel like, really, it's okay, because they're having trouble getting the Hispanic farmer-type immigrants to go engage in criminal activity. And I'm not trying to lionize them. It's just a fact. And you got Democrats on tape admitting it. And then they go on the news and say, we made it up. Now, Craig Sawyer, great guy, great patriot, hosted tons of TV shows, documentaries, host of a whole bunch of TV programs, Top Shot, you name it. But the big thing he's involved in, highly recommended by a lot of the guys that I work with who are great patriots and great sources, came to town earlier this year, got to know him good. I'm trying behind the scenes to help him with this whole documentary investigation, because the cops bust the pedophiles, as you see daily. Mayor stepping down, people getting arrested, tens of thousands arrested. But then a deputy pope steps down, procuring hundreds of children reportedly, but then there's no one there ever to cover it. Notice you see articles of 150, 290, 600 pedophiles arrested with kids in cages, not just child porn, and then it's never in the news again. You pull up that KTLA headline. That was women and children in cages. Some children as young as 5 years old as sex slaves in cages that people came and picked out. Was in the news once, so it got out, then it gets shut down. You ask why Trump can't run anything, they're blocking us at every level, but we're still fighting back. TacticalInsider.com, VetsForChildRescue.org, he's a former Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, and combat instructor. Sawyer is the owner of Tactical Insider, which brings technical advice on weapons and combat to Hollywood films and actors. Sawyer began his military career with the U.S. Marine Corps and switched to the U.S. Navy to pursue a career in special operations. Sawyer has run specialized teams to provide security for politicians, dignitaries, including Hillary Clinton, McCain, Rumsfeld, and Negroponte. Tactical Insider, and it goes all through the work he's done in Deadliest Missions and Top Shot and the rest of it. So we're going to break in about 4 minutes, but all this happening, here's the Washington Post. Bill and Hillary Clinton went to voodoo ceremony. Here's another one. Satanic Temple is advocating Planned Parenthood, fights Missouri abortion laws. Admitted occultist Sally Quinn, who now says she killed people in rituals. That's the Washington Post president's wife. Criticized Sarah Palin, gatekeeper of D.C. society, comes out as an occultist, says she killed people. Planned Parenthood teams up with Satanists to promote abortion. This is just today's news. Hillary Clinton comes out and says she practices voodoo. What in the world, Craig Sawyer? Because I know you've got your sources all over. You can't get into it on air. You've been a federal marshal as well, air marshal, not just Navy SEAL. Everybody I talk to in law enforcement knows this, but it always gets killed when you're investigating it. But we're talking about abortionists admitting that they keep babies alive that are partial birth abortions and rape them, drink their blood. This is coming out in the news.
Yeah, these are weird times, Alex. We've got to drain that swamp. And I empathize with President Trump. He's got to find a way to kind of clear himself some elbow room to get in there and make any positive impact. In order for him to get legislation through and get anything done, he's got to get those fleas off of his back. He needs a strong AG. He needs Sessions to be in there cracking heads and perp walking big name crooks every day. If Jeff Sessions is not allowed to do that because of people in his way, then he and the president need to assert themselves to the
but they're belligerently in mutiny. I mean, what do you do? If my crew of 70 people just said they weren't going to show up, what do I do? I mean, it's the cowardice of these people are all intimidated. It's not even that they're being offered stuff, I've learned. They're all just cowards.
Well, he needs to. Donald Trump's famous for saying you're fired, and I think that's what's needed in D.C. more than anything else. Look, if your staff are hostile to you, you're better off without them. I think he's better off just kind of draining the swamp to whatever degree he can around him and be on an active hiring campaign of finding decent quality people who will just act in good faith. And so he can get moving, crawl, walk, run. Right now, he can't swing a dead cat by the tail without hitting 10 people that would stab him in the back.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. We're going to break. We're going to come back into whatever you want to cover, Craig Sawyer. But what do you make of all the devil worship just coming out? It's almost like they're being exposed. So suddenly they're like, yeah, pedophilia is okay. Yeah, devil worship's okay. They're trying to normalize it.
Well, I think what we're seeing now, Alex, is a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. The little old man that's back there pulling all the levers that's been so desperate to keep it secret, figuratively speaking, is being revealed slowly to the American public. So I think we're seeing that there is actually a fight between good and evil, if you will, for control over the United States. And it really all boils down from that fact.
That's right. The older I get, the more I learn. It's just good and evil, isn't it?
Well, it's mankind's tendency to struggle for more and more power and abuse that power when he has too much of it. Look at any of the big government models throughout history. They inevitably turn hostile, and that's where you see government sponsored.
So come back. I want you to preach it when we come back. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back because I want to ask that question. Why good guys don't want power? So is that a defect we have? Because then we let the bad guys run stuff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know I said I'd give Greg Sawyer the floor because I want to hear what he has to say. Problem is, he knows a lot. He won't say a lot of it, but they've got big investigations going on. Judicial Watch, super respected, always on target, breaking Fox News. We're posting this fully to Infowars.com right now. Pay to play, a Clinton State Department exposed in new emails, Watchdog Group says. Now, it's already clear in her emails and Hillary's, but now we have 100% clear with quotes from these where they say, give us this money and Hillary will do this. This is now open and shut. If Sessions doesn't act on this and Trump doesn't act on this, it's their fault. There's no excuse. This is massive. And Congress should act on this. That's why Mueller and all of them are so desperate, because they're up to their eyeballs covering all this up. They are the ones that are complicit. That's why they want Trump out, because they thought they were going to be in forever and committed all these incredible crimes. That's why they're fighting for their lives, because they're fighting for their lives. Craig Sawyer, take over.
Well, it's a power struggle. They want power. Power mongers are looking after themselves and their own best interests, and not the best interests of the American people. So that's, you know, it's obvious that Trump's a fly in the ointment for the globalists and the power mongers that want control over the American people. So they're attacking him at will. They can't leave him alone because he's a big threat to what they're doing.
Break down your latest research, Craig, because I mean, I could ask a lot of questions, but looking into all the child kidnapping, the pedophilia, more and more of it's coming out. Where are your investigations?
Well, we're shooting a documentary right now, so it'll be a two-hour movie format documentary to demonstrate to the American public that this is a fact and that this is happening. A lot of the American public do not even know or believe that there is a problem with pedophilia or child trafficking. So what we're doing is we're shooting and interviewing all kinds of people that are involved in this, from federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, perps, even those still in prison, surviving victims and witnesses of all types to walk the American public through, just like you would in an investigation and a courtroom trial, in a way, the facts, so that it's irrefutable, so that the American public can see and recognize what is happening. And then from there, once they accept the truth and recognize that this is a problem and that it is happening, we can begin walking through further and further detail and showing them all of the different ways that it's happening. So what we're finding out is that children have become, sickly enough, the new form of revenue.
It's a new currency
for the sick. And some people want them for their organs, Alex. Some people want them for sexual perversion purposes, and some people want them for satanic or Luciferian rituals where they, in some cases, they actually torture the children to death in ceremonies, which is very strange, very bizarre, and very difficult for the average American person to accept and face. So one of the biggest challenges we face, Alex, is in really finding a way to tell it to the American citizen where they won't fold up and close their eyes and cover their ears, because they can't bear the thought of it. They can't bear the thought of the reality, because it is that dark and ugly. So we've got to sugarcoat it to some degree, just so that we can get people to pay attention. But, you know.
But Craig, let me just say this. So, it's that blind spot, because I know, meet with you privately and talking to other sources I have and things that later get confirmed. I don't want to look at this. I don't want to admit it. You start gulping, you know, when we're talking in private, like not able to breathe when you think about the things you've been shown and seen. You know what? Just show everybody. People need to see this. I understand we need to have some sugarcoating, but I think once they get into it, they need to just see how horrible it is and understand, just because you don't want to torture a two-year-old to death while they beg for mommy doesn't mean other people don't, and they do.
Well, I don't. Let me clarify. I don't mean to pull punches so that people aren't told or shown what's happening, but there's a delivery method. Psychologically, there will be a lot of people that we've had access to that have been a lot of study on the public and what the public can tolerate, what they cannot. So let's, just as one example, the average American citizen cannot face the fact that there's evil or that there are predators out there after their kids. But so they will tune off. They will tune out. They will click away if you ask them to face that and to help in that regard. But it's just as simply as saying, well, let's create a safe space for our kids. Then they're still with you. They'll still help, and they'll still contribute, and they'll still donate, and still support you. But
no, I get it. Let's talk about when we come back then in detail. Hold on, because you're finally talking about stuff. It's hard to get you to talk about it. Exactly. There's a fight or flight, and we want people to fight, not run. So how do we do that? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened to the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti?
You know what? I'm so sorry you believe things that are untrue.
What happened to Seth Rich?
Hi. Nice.
What happened to your health, Hillary?
Please.
Kuma, it's so great to see you. I have a question for you. When are you going to divorce your husband for texting underage girls?
We're
going to
step out of here.
We're going to
step out of here.
I need my book.
First,
I paid for
my book. Step out of here. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. Me on and on.
What was that? Is that a dog? Uh-uh.
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny.
Conspiracy theory.
Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
I will fight to rein in Wall Street. And you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Sit. Open up.
Come on, take it. Take it.
Mary and Joseph. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claimed that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's
Alex Jones.
We're playing these older intros when she was still running is because she's back with her book, back attacking, back lying about what I said about 9/11 or back about what I said about Sandy Hook or any of this. They just misrepresent. But Craig Sawyer is a great guy on air but also off air. But he's hard to get him to talk about stuff because I know he doesn't want the bad guys to get away. But here's the deal. You've got 16 mayors arrested or stepped down in just the last 8 months for raping children or admitting they raped children or to cover up that. You got Hastert, you've got Weiner, you've got Epstein. There's thousands of cases. And so it's unraveling. So recap for a lot of folks, you just listen like 15, 20 minutes, Craig. So recap the film you're making, the organization you've got, Vets for Children Rescue, what you're doing, the investigation, the law enforcement sources, and what you're discovering, what you're finding, and the real nature of this rabbit hole and how deep it goes, because you got cut off by that hard break.
Okay. Well, I founded Vets for Child Rescue, an organization to educate the American public on the fact that we have a serious child trafficking problem here in the continental United States. So we decided the best weapon, if you will, the big nuclear weapon, would be to compromise the opposition's entire operation. Now, you look, there's a war on against our children, not just on our minds with the deception through the so-called mainstream media, but also against our future generations with the pedophilia. And it's much larger than I would have ever believed until I got into it. So I thought, okay, well, kinetic operations are never going to win this. You can't win this by door kicking because this is at an estimated 27 million victims. You can't kick that many doors. So look, and our children are disappearing off the streets daily by the thousands. And so we've got to really blow the lid off this. So compromising the entire operation, just educating the American public on the fact that this is going on, what it looks like.
And what you're saying is key, because from my other sources that I can't even get into, obviously, this is very command and control, big banks, big events. This is organized.
Yeah, it is. And you'll never find all the children. But what we can do is make it almost impossible for them to continue this in the future and gain more. So we want to expose it. And so we're interviewing all kinds of people. And we're finding that there are judges, there are chiefs of police in certain places that are corrupt and that are part of the problem. They're complicit. So that makes it very difficult. A lot of people are notifying different centers who are supposed to be helping with the child trafficking or helping report it and stop it, and they're actually blocking the people that
I was about to say. I got a briefing about a year ago, another one about 6 months ago, from a high-level person involved with a major task force, and he said exactly what you said. He drew it out for me, how it ends at the top. And even though a police chief may not be raping the kids, they're just told by the politicos, you need to drop this and leave this alone.
I met a former mayor up near Chicago who, a friend of hers, was actually imprisoned by a chief of police who was corrupt. And that woman would have remained in prison for the rest of her life for having reported child trafficking as what she was supposed to do. That was, as a citizen, that was her responsibility and duty. But except for the firing of that chief of police, she would have been in prison the rest of her life. So I got to meet her not long ago. So yeah, there is no segment of our society that is completely free from this. We're finding that people in positions of authority, I don't care if it's schools, churches, government, even CPS, a lot of these, unfortunately, the predators find their way into these organizations because it's very easy for them to target the children from within
those truancy officers.
It's a cult of power. We really have to, as parents and citizens, safeguard our children and provide great scrutiny upon these organizations, no matter what their title, to ensure that our kids are okay. That they are, in fact, okay.
Let's expand on your investigation without getting into too much of it. The film, what you're discovering, who you're, 'cause you're saying, you know, from start to finish, from the perpetrators, the Renfield procurers that we know are always dragging them, 'cause the only bust of low-level guys, dragging them back to Dracula's castle to use that archetype. Let's talk more about the film.
Well, the film, what we're painting, not to give it away, but we're learning it. It's just like narcotics as far as a business goes, Alex, and I don't want to make it sound like it's a legitimate business. It's evil, but what they're doing is they've turned children into the next currency. So those who peddle narcotics, peddle weapons, and other things, they're now peddling children. They're trafficking children for big money to the global elite who have a penchant for raping and torturing these children or taking their organs for surgeries that they may need and so forth. So it's very ugly, but there's a lot of money being made moving children around and selling them to the those who have the demand. So there's even online stuff where someone can swipe credit card here in the States and someone in another country, let's say, the Philippines, will actually harm a child and rape a child or do the unthinkable.
And videotape it for them, yeah.
Yeah, live streaming. They'll do it live streaming.
Yeah, that's the big thing now with snuff films is live and on demand.
Yeah, this has got to stop, man. This is bad. This is not okay.
Well, let me raise this. Exposure and spotlight's the way to go. And I'm not a vigilante guy. I'm not a guy to shoot my mouth off being, you know, tough or anything. But at the end of the day, people have to make their own decisions when they find it locally. We already see a lot of cops busting people, regardless of what their officials and their bosses tell them. So there's a major move organically against this. And the word I'm hearing just through the ether is that people are going to start taking little swims. They're going to start falling downstairs. That if this doesn't get handled on the top, it's going to get handled.
Well, yeah, I think people are getting fed up. They're losing faith in the Department of Justice to crack down on the big name perps who are driving the big money at the top of Washington, D.C. and other places. I think,
exactly. That's what I'm told by all my sources. That's what I'm told, Craig. I'm just backing you up here. You can clean it up all day at the bottom, but it always reconstitutes because you never get the kingpins.
Exactly. It's got to be a top down thing. I think, I think there's nothing really more important than military national security itself than this, and because so many of our politicians are blackmailed and compromised due to this child trafficking and pedophilia scourge. So it's tied, it's got its tentacles tied all around the politicians.
It's key.
We have to clean that. It's like, I use the analogy of renovating a house that's been eaten up by termites. I mean, you got to tear the thing halfway apart if it's bad, to restore it and rebuild it with sound material so that it's a worthy shelter as intended originally. So I think Washington, D.C. has been so infested with parasites that we really have to focus on cracking some heads, perk blocking a lot of big name crooks before anything else can heal. The American public have been starved, Alex, for justice. We're seeing these scumbags parading back and forth because they know they're untouchable. That's unacceptable. It's unthinkable. They have to go down. They have to be put on trial. The American public.
I agree. How do you control your desire? Because I've talked to a lot of people that have been in the investigations when they know somebody's raping and killing kids, selling kids, kidnapping them. And as a man, as a father, you want to kill them. But then in the system, you can't. You see them go free. I don't know. Just even covering this, I just can't help it as a father, these feelings I have.
Well, I think the truth is the most powerful weapon that there is, Alex. My father, as a pastor, always told me that. He said, son, be careful how you wield the truth. It is the most powerful weapon you'll ever have your hands on. And so I believe that if we can start showing the American public what, like, who Hillary Clinton really is, who Barack Hussein Obama really is, and who George Soros really is, and all those that are like them, if we could peel away that facade and give the American public a peek behind the curtain, those people will have no more power, because the American citizens who give the wealth to those elite scumbags would turn on them and have nothing to do with them, because they would be so repugnant and unacceptable to us, they could no longer make billions out of our pockets. We control the purse strings. We need to do that. And before the American public can be completely awoken to it, they have to be exposed and educated on the fact that it's true. So that's what we're about. This is a big strategic fix, Alex. This is not a little tactical, you know, go into one room with a pistol and save one kid. We got 27 million victims. This has to be a cultural awakening, a cultural change in order to make a more promising tomorrow for the future kids that would have been rolled up.
That's right, because
we've got to change the entire face of this battle.
Because for the occultists, the devil worshippers, the control freaks, the pedophiles, and then people that want to make money off of them and blackmail them, as you said, there's a big picture here that you just illustrated beautifully. We have to have a culture that admits it's happening and watches out for it and resists it and steps up against it and says no. But when you're talking, you know, in the group you've got involved at vetsforchildrescue.org that are in MI6, MI5, German intelligence, FBI, CIA, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, SEALs, you name it, when they're just in their regular duties running into this or in surveillance stuff coming into it, as you said, it's industrial, it's ubiquitous, it's a fifth column of corruption in the country, not just theft or drugs or, you know, all this other stuff or extortion, but you've got this underbelly that really is the heart of this whole war on our children, just like the Bible says, you know, Satan's, you know, going after the kids. How does it affect people, combat vets, you name it, who have to sit there and have to investigate this? I mean, because I'm told it's very traumatizing to the people that do go in, do save the kids, do see the films, do dig up the little bodies, and then see it all basically covered up.
It's traumatic, Alex. There's no easy way to put it. Painful. But look, the kids are enduring it. So if they are suffering this, can we not at least pay attention enough to help fix it as citizens? Can we not at least...
That's the point you made. As bad as this is to cover and focus on, because it's not fun, what about them?
Right, right. So look, man, shame on us if we can't at least do that. Why are we on this planet if we can't do anything positive and anything good with our lives? We may as well not be here individually. So... as a leader, President Trump can set forth an agenda that to turn this around and make it a priority. There can be assets.
Well, he said execute pedophiles, and he's trying. He's trying. From your research, yes, with all these sources, Trump, I know, just emotionally said we're supporting it. We've seen more busts the last 8 months. We saw the last 5 years. That's mainstream news. Pedophiles are getting exposed everywhere because people are just calling it out. The deputy pope stepped down. It's everywhere. So we know we're on the march, but it's not even command and control. It's don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. As, you know, I forget who said that in the Revolutionary War back in 1777. But we're there. But talking to your sources, where is it going? Because there's nobody directing it. We're just all doing it. But, I mean, it's getting big right now.
Well, that's why I go back to President Trump, Alex. I do give him credit for taking steps to fix this. But I talked to General Mad Dog Mattis at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business a couple of years ago, and he talked about leadership and setting the culture. What the president can do that the American public has not fully seen yet is use his platform to set about a war on child trafficking. Make it public, make it a high-profile thing, So that at the local level, what we're seeing right now is...
It's just like Trump said, the illegals don't come here, and it got cut by 69%, just the statement. Let these people know we're coming, we're hunting you, you're not on the offense now, you're on the deep...
A truck full of drugs, and there are children in there being trafficked, and some of the local law enforcement look at that, and they're like, oh... We're not going to interview the children because that's kind of PC.
I thought of you. I thought of you. I thought of you a month ago, and this week they'll catch a trailer with 170-something people. I'm like, and a bunch of them are kids, and we know a lot of it's sex trafficking. And then exactly, the cops don't even do anything because of political correctness. They don't want to be racist. Racist, help those kids that are slaves. Let me ask you, this is a federal officer as well. Now you can get into all that. Why are they always leaving the trucks everywhere in Texas? They're finding a new truck every 2 days.
Yeah, well, the cartel have a lot of money, and they can leave trucks. They steal trucks, and they.
But why do they keep just leaving trucks full of hundreds of people? What's the point?
Well, I don't know specifically why that is happening. That's not really the area of my focus recently. I could dig around and probably come up with some answers. With a little time, but what we're finding is that there is no real system or culture, as Mad Dog Mattis said, for going against this and taking the children and exploiting the information that can be gained from interviewing them and bringing them those children into a safe harbor and learning how they got there, who sent them, and what the whole deal was. So we need to pursue the child trafficking aspect at
exactly.
least as hard as the narcotics, because it's no good to process the narcotics and a bus and just whisk the children back.
Exactly. And then Obama used this whole thing of kids coming to America as we're being loving, when in truth it's the cover for the bonanza of the kids coming in. It's just all hidden in plain view. Good Lord. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is so important.
With
Craig
nearly
Sawyer.
70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, the big leg that the globalists have up on us is that we're not sociopaths, we're not psychopaths. We have morals, we have a conscience, which is really just ingrained in us so we don't destroy our society around us. I mean, I can have evil thoughts. I can do nasty things. I don't want to. But then we kind of get intimidated by all these evil people into not admitting what they're doing because it's so outlandish. But they're coming out in the open, and I believe it's a symbol of their weakness. They believe they were all powerful. Now it's being proven that they aren't. I'm not tooting my horn about what we're doing here because I'm not made out of money, but I know Craig's a great guy, great sources, made great TV shows and things before. So this is a great thing to just, I'm not a part owner involved in it. I just, put $100,000 in to the TV production he's doing because they were censoring him. They were blocking him on PayPal. They were blocking him from his, they're constantly trying to block his website because they know who he is. And the things he's done in the Navy SEALs, you don't want to get into. And the fact that he's so credible, they're trying to block him. And I know when they're trying to block something, I need to support it. Well, you've done the same thing for us, folks. And that's why when you buy stuff directly from InfoWarsStore.com, we make it easy. High-quality supplements, high-quality water filtration, air filtration. We got 50% off on fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine. Mouthwash for children and adults, heavy metal detox, Z-Shields 40% off, our sleep aid, knockout with the melatonin, L-tryptophan, and more, 40% off. We have storable food. We've never done this, but I don't want to double and gouge prices like Amazon got caught doing, so we're cutting the prices of My Patriot Supply from their already low price, 50% with promo code READY at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your funding of this operation that wherever I see it's best, getting more reporters, launching new shows. We're now live 10 hours a day with David Knight in the morning, Owen Schroyer in the afternoon. We're going to add more broadcasts. We're going to add more reporters. As long as we can hold out, you keep supporting us. But I'm putting everything in this year. So we're growing, but we are maxed out, and your financial support goes directly to the front lines of the fight against the globalists. So thank you all for your support. But a bunch of those specials are about to end on the caveman bone broth formula. The specials on the storable food, that's going to have to end tomorrow. So thank you all for your support. Craig Sawyer, thank you for joining us. We got about 3 minutes left. I get so excited when you're talking about this stuff because I've got children, you've got children, and this is, in different ways, touches all our families. I know you don't want to get into that personally, but this is epidemic. But I think what you're saying is it's time to get up and get on the march and call this out. And if we just start taking action, distance, and targeting and the rest of it, we're going to win.
Absolutely, Alex. I have people every single day tell me thank you for my service to my country, and they wish that they could do more. Well, this is their day. This is their opportunity. Now we can all do something. There's more than one way to fight for your country, and it doesn't always involve putting on a helmet and going halfway around the world and fighting wars in an open field. This is a war against our children. We can compromise this operation of the opposition that's hunting our children and doing the unthinkable to them. We can expose it. We can dog them. We can report it, and we can interdict and stop them at every front if we, as an American citizenry, unite against it. So that's what we're trying to do here at Vets for Child Rescue, is really recruit the American citizen to help us watch for this and report it wherever they see any signs of it and educate them on what to look for.
Absolutely. And expanding on that, we see the globalists and all their energy right now. That's desperation. We've just destroyed Hillary, their big God, their big Messiah. Their whole plan is way behind schedule. They're panicking. So, yes, they're very energetic. They're very aggressive right now because they're cornered rats.
Yeah, it's almost like casting demons out of the White House. And now look at them all frantically scurrying. They don't know what to do.
Craig Sawyer, I know the site's getting a lot of traffic right now, so it's been up and down. That's for childrescue.org, your really awesome site, technicalinsider.com. We'll talk to you soon. I can't wait to hear more about the film's production. And, you know what? Do 5 more minutes with us. I want to hear about not just the persecution trying to block you financially, because you know when you're going after the enemy when you take the flag. Back in 70 seconds, I want to hear about some of the other behind-the-scenes stuff that may have been happening.